Hi, and welcome to the Get Rich a Teacher podcast. My name is Ola, and I'll be your guide and mentor on your way to a profitable, sustainable, but most importantly, enjoyable language education business. And why would you care to do that? To build a business like that? Because there's literally no other way. The language education market is in a bizarre state. Companies making millions in profit yet paying teachers peanuts. Native speakerism is still way too powerful. And finally, the students are bored of the same old formats and messaging telling them to speak like a native. I'm here to shake things up, to educate and motivate a community of teachers who have the courage to build businesses and teach the language on their own terms, both solo or in their own language schools, and have a positive impact on their students and the world, because teachers are superheroes. Let's claim it today. Hey, in today's episode, I wanted to talk about something that comes up. It comes up for a lot of teachers. It's a question. It's a question whether one-to-ones or whether groups are better in any way. And I know it's a bit of a vague question, but it's something that genuinely occupies some teachers' mind because I heard people ask this question. So I've decided to address it. So there's going to be a little bit of talk about the business side of things, the teaching kind of methodology side of things. And I wanted you to know, it's like a little bit of a disclaimer that I've been adding to everything I say recently, is that nothing I ever say is the ultimate truth. Please do know that my own opinions are opinions. They are based on experience. They are based on some expertise, right? But I want you to make decisions that feel right for you. So I know for a fact that I work with extremely intelligent and critical thinking people. So please use this as an opportunity as well to think critically about what's better for you and for your students in your particular case. So to answer the question whether one-to-ones or groups are better, it depends. I know it's one of those tricky answers that is probably the easiest to give, but I promise I'm going to dig deeper into that. So there is no such thing as a better or a worse solution mode of teaching. There is only things that are more effective, more profitable, more sustainable, more enjoyable, more serving to all the parties involved in particular situations. So when I say it depends, it really depends. It depends on you, your students, the level of your business, the stage you're at, and the students as well, and what they need and what they want. So instead, rather than trying to decide, I'm going to give you all the arguments that I know, and you can make your own decisions. So starting with one-to-ones, I think that one-to-ones are amazing. They are the best way, the easiest way to start a business. They are much easier to sell. And please don't say convince someone to do, because if you're convincing someone, then something is wrong. I promise you. You don't need to be convincing, but they are definitely easier to sell. It's easier to organize a one-to-one class because you're only dealing with one person. So it's logistically much easier. It's easier to give someone what they need in a one-to-one setting because you only have that one person to cater for. One-to-ones, now from the side of the methodology, let's say, might be more effective in certain cases. So, for example, if somebody is preparing for a specific situation, presentation, a job interview, a speaking exam, something that they really have to do on their own, I think one-to-ones might be just a better solution because they know what they're doing. That's not to say that they cannot practice in a group setting, because that's very often possible and it can be supported. But very often, one-to-ones are that easier, kind of quicker way of achieving that goal, I would say, okay? So one-to-ones have some amazing benefits, and definitely there are some people who thrive in one-to-one settings, right? But groups are also amazing. Groups are great when you want to scale. Groups are great when the focus is on community practice, when the focus is on socializing, on practicing somebody's skills, no matter what your target audience, what your niche is, when people actually need to get out of their comfort zone and practice with other real people. Because very often, students have this tendency to think that if they just practice with the teacher, their language is going to be more kind of perfect, that they'll be corrected, that they'll only pick up the right models of the language. But that's a very artificial situation. So I think that students should be encouraged to actually practice in groups with other people, because it gives them a much more of a real life opportunity to practice what they know already. Some other arguments for groups, especially in from the business perspective, is that you just generally can earn more by working less with people. It's just as simple as that. If you have a group of at least four or six people, the hourly rate that you normally make, you can make it so much more easily. And you probably can charge per hour more, because those people are going to be paying less. So while I do have quite a lot to say about only convincing people to join your group classes by using this financial argument, oh, it's cheaper, I don't think it's effective, but it can be a part of one of the arguments why it's effective for both sides, why it's beneficial for both sides. You're making more, they are paying less. So it's just, yeah, it's a win-win, isn't it? So while don't use it in marketing, it is a fact, right? Another thing is that I genuinely think that working with groups is a much easier way for the teacher to test different ideas, to check if the offer that they are thinking about. It's much easier to gain feedback from people, because it's not impossible to do it in a one-to-one setting. I think groups have this specific dynamics that can make it so much more like a productive environment where people can test things out, your new methodologies, your new techniques. And there will always be people who enjoy it and like it. And in case there are people who don't, you always have that kind of like buffer, that kind of balance, right? Because you can always go back to the old methods, right? With a one-to-one student, it's a little bit harder because you're on the spot. If you want to try something out and it doesn't work, you are much more exposed and you have to tell them, oh, well, I guess this is not working. Let's go back, which is not a problem in itself, but it just might be easier in a group setting. Another thing about groups is that I genuinely think that it makes it easier for people to become motivated and accountable if they have not just the teacher, but also the whole group working towards the same goal. It's not something that is very often talked about, but it's like part of the psychology of being part of something bigger, right? So I think that people work on it, like have an impact on each other, even if it's not being explicitly said that they do. So I personally, like, I might be a bit biased, and I'm sorry, as I said, nothing I ever say is like the ultimate truth. But my own experience in language learning and language teaching has been that there is some magical atmosphere created when you have groups. Like, new ideas usually come to the surface thanks to the way people think in groups, thanks to the conversations that they have, thanks to, like, you know, it might be limiting when you're only having conversations in the foreign language with your one-to-one student. When people work together, and especially if they are given a chance to work with different partners, because you have at least, for example, 4 or 6 people, magical things happen. They get multiple opportunities to actually practice. So there is this one thing that some teachers sometimes tell me, but people don't want to join groups because they think that then they won't have that same time to speak. So as if, let's say you have a 60-minute class and a 4-people group, and you have to like have those 15 minutes per person to speak. But like, I find it bizarre because this sounds as if everybody was just doing monologues one after the other. But that's not how you work with groups. You work with groups by pairing people, grouping people, mixing them up, giving them very often the same task, but so that they can do it with a different partner and try to come up with different ideas and try a different angle of practicing a certain language point or a certain skill, right? So maybe sometimes teachers are a little bit afraid of work with groups because they just can't imagine how they would work. And maybe it's the mode of working online. Maybe, although I'm pretty sure there are some people here who listen, who also teach face-to-face, like, there might be a little bit more complications, but I think it just gives people more opportunities to actually practice, to actually be in an environment that is so learning inducive, but also like just so motivating to speak. Not to even mention that to me, the atmosphere, I would say the pace of working with a group is just much more interesting. Like, I've always found, as a participant, but also as a teacher, working with groups so much more dynamic, so much more interesting. One-to-ones get really, really draining. And I would say that, like, I always had this clear comparison of one-to-ones. A 60 minutes of one-to-ones is exhausting. 60 minutes of a group class is still quite tiring, but I don't think there is so much pressure on the teacher. So groups become just a little bit more of a breather. So I think that you can achieve as much, but in a little bit of a different way by not getting as tired. So, yeah, I would say that there is so many benefits to that. And as I said, there are some people who will always be adamant that one-to-ones are better. And they have every right. There are some people with different types of neurodivergence. There are different people who have different goals, such as the ones that I said, for whom one-to-ones might just be a better idea. So ultimately, what I wanted to say, and you're probably listening to this for business advice, is that there is space and there is place for both in your business. I just want you to think and have this reflection around, hey, so I want to run groups because it clearly has benefits, even if it's a bit scary because maybe you don't have thousands of hours of experience doing that, but the benefits speak for themselves. So while you can leave space, mental space, and also space in your weekly plan for one-to-ones, I think if you think about it strategically about your business, having a group course at its core, it just makes financially, especially, more sense. So from the business perspective, The answer is clear. It's much more profitable and sustainable to have at least one group course program that is there. Maybe you don't even have to run it all the time, but at least every now and again. And have one-to-one slotted around that. So rather than relying always on selling your time for money in a one-to-one setting, what if we shifted the script? What if a group class, a group course could become something that brings your, you know what they say, becomes your bread and butter. So like the bulk of money comes from the group class, and then one-to-ones are the extra. I feel like for most teachers, it's the other way around. But to me, financially, when you look at it, if your, let's say, ideal rate is 100 euros, let's say, I'm talking with you in euros today, why not? It might be hard for you to think that somebody would pay that as a one-to-one. But then when you think about six people in a group, it's so much easier to spread it between those six people. So it's not hard to achieve at all, right? And then think about how many of those classes of one where you make 100 per hour, you'd have to run a month to reach your dream salary. It just becomes a no-brainer, right? So I always say, yes, you should probably raise your prices. You should probably charge more. But we have natural ceilings. And until you can work on your money mindset and like charge really, really, really good prices for your one-to-ones, groups can become even the way of like making you financially stable in the meantime. Like the financial, the business perspective here speaks for itself. Groups are the way to go. But again, it's not about demonizing one-to-ones, because they are going to be a godsend for some people. They might still be something that you prefer to do, but I've recently said it to my clients. What I teach, having had experience as a teacher trainer and a business coach, is that whatever you do when you become a freelance teacher and then develop into a business owner, it should work like a marriage. A marriage between your teaching expertise, your passion for teaching, but also business decisions that make sense, that keep you in a position where you're not worried about your finances, where it's all sustainable, where it brings you profit so you can pay yourself, so you can maybe even pay for help and tools and a VA and whatever else you want. And do you know what a marriage means? It means compromise. And compromise means that maybe you would prefer to teach one or the other. But what if the best course of action is to find the middle ground? So teach some of a group class or a group course and a little bit of one-to-ones, right? What if all the ideas that you have about teaching, yes, make sense in the teaching world, but if you want to make your business work as well, you're going to have to bend those rules that you've created in your head a little bit. So what if the question wasn't what's better, one-to-ones or groups? What if the question is what serves you, your business, and your students best in the circumstances that you're in? And I'm going to leave you with this question, okay? If you have an answer, please feel free to DM me on Instagram or via email. I would love to hear it, okay? Happy thinking. And remember, do things in your business that serve you rather than following somebody's blueprint that somebody says is the only way forward. No, I can only give you answers to things where that I've experimented and I've tried and I have some clear data on. It's not one of those things. There is some data on how groups will make more sense financially for your business, but one-to-ones might be something that your students need more of. But again, you need to think about the survival, not only survival, about the thriving and the potential of your business and yourself as a professional. If you are in business, you need to take those things into account. So again, what if the question is not what's better, one-to-ones or groups? What serves you, your business, and your students most in the circumstances that you're in? Okay? See you in the next episode. You know what, teacher? I'm so proud of you. If you're listening to this, you are ready for a change. Whether it is to quit hassling for peanuts or working with other people who don't respect you, I know you've got it in you, and my podcast is here to help you do that weekly. To be reminded of new episodes, sign up to my newsletter. It's in the show notes. You'll also receive lots of tips, support, and special offers. I'm committed to supporting you also via my coaching programs and courses. You can work with me in my flagship programs, the Rocket Takeoff or the Rocket Accelerator. The Rocket Takeoff will take you off the one-to-one teaching hamster wheel to more peace and more well-paying students. The Rocket Accelerator will help you finally launch a group class that will be perfect for students that are a joy to work with, and so you can leverage your time and do what you love while having space to breathe or read another self-development book. If you're a language school owner, I've got things on offer for you too. Simply go to my website, olakowalska.com, to check them out. Finally, please share this podcast with your teacher friends, rate it, and subscribe. I'm your biggest cheerleader. See you next time.